Yeah, we've done, well, we always do some for shows to get people in the room for an hour to support the trade show. And NCC, National Computer Conference, has a personal computing section in their show every year. This year, that show's in May, and CBS is here in June. And a lot of the trade magazines are doing one issue, which is going to be the main issue, and they're calling it for NCC/CBS issue. Which is interesting because a year ago, they were on the same base, and so nobody ever dreamed that the Consumer Electronics and National Computer Conference would ever have a relationship with that. That shows you where the industry is on this. Lead follow-ups. Do any of you know what advertising lead follow-ups are? These little guys that we all know and love. Never seen one. Okay, let me explain it for you. We run a trade, this is the way it'll work. I'll give you one of them in a minute, what you need to know how it works. We run an ad in a trade magazine, like computer retailing, something like that, where we're looking for video stores, when we get that inquiry back from the magazine, we get hundreds at a time, a couple hundred leads. We take this form and we type that person's name and address on there, and we look up on a map and figure out what distributor has that territory. So we got the dealer name at the top, the distributor's name down on the bottom. And this says, we tear this thing apart, the top sheet gets attached to the literature and maybe a dealer price sheet or whatever else we decide to set out in the package. That gets attached and it says to like video, etc., Deerfield, Illinois, thank you for your interest. The attached literature will give you the information requested. Should you have further questions about your specific requirements, they can be answered by, and down here is hopefully his distributor's name. Okay? So we've sent the guy a piece of literature, and we've said, this is your distributor.
Why not the rep? Why not the rep? Let the rep take it, and him take it out.
I don't know.
Maybe.
Fine, whoever's the broker.
Well, go ahead and explain the whole thing, and then the rep gets a copy.
We'll go down here. Okay.
Just stay with you, man.
Then we got a label that goes on the package. Then we got a first copy that says distributor's copy, which says, this guy here inquired about this product, and this is what we told him. Then we've got two copies for the rep organization. So what in essence happens is, whoever inquires, in a case where we have a distributor and a rep, let's say, we send the guy the literature, we send the distributor a piece of paper that says we sent video, etc., this piece of literature because they inquired and they were in our game. We send the rep the piece of paper that says we sent this piece of literature to the dealer. We also notified the distributor, and you should follow up with that system, or if we don't have a distributor in place, then we send it straight to the rep, and you follow up. The key is, when we get an inquiry from an ad, we send them out the appropriate literature, we follow up with whoever's supposed to call on the guy to try and get the RFP sold to them. Now, we keep a copy, so we, for rare, Dan calls you within an appropriate period of time, says, did you follow up on the 500 leads we sent you? So at some level, when we ask the question, who do we sell this thing to, hopefully some of the trade ads are going to help us find that out. In our own business and distributing software products, it's incredible where the leads come from. A lot of very non-computer-oriented stores and retail organizations are starting to get in, especially when you have a game to sell that's going to turn into a computer later. As far as newspaper advertising, we've got at least two right now ad slicks that dealers can use or distributors are going to run them in newspapers. Ray has an advertising co-op program. The reason there are two and they're the same size is because one talks about the keyboard coming and the other one doesn't mention it. Trade shows, we we already talked about briefly.
Virgil?
Right? We're going to CES.
Yes.
We're going to be there with the booth.
Yes.
Most of these guys will be helping work.
Absolutely. I hope.
You're not going to NCC, however.
No.
And you're not going to the computer fair in
San Francisco. No.
But right now, the next show is Consumer Electronics Show in June here in Chicago.
May 31 through June 30.
We'll continue to support it with whatever new literature is appropriate and so on and so there. One of the things that I missed,
real quick point, D-graphs, the higher resolution D-graphs will be shown with grid graphs without, grid graphs, graphics.
There's a computer graphics show called C-graph.
Everybody has a $1 million or $250,000 computer and everybody comes to argue.
Yes.
How about TV?
We're getting to that.
That's
last on the list.
Oh.
It's not my judgment.
Oh.
Let me hit one last point in talking about advertising. If any of you have bought an Atari game cartridge, one of the things, or even a Magnavox, one of the things you put in the box besides the instructions in the cartridge is a little booklet full of all of the other games that we have. And that will be included not only in this box, but also in all those new cartridge packages.
Show them that, Bill. Show them that. Is that the one you're talking about? It's right there?
No, I don't have one.
It's right in front of you, isn't it?
No, this is an instruction book.
Oh, yeah.
It will be a little smaller than that.
Has the instruction book changed? Is that the new instruction book?
Yeah, there's going to really be instructions in it this time. Those are all being written.
We have a few samples of those. If you want to take some back, they're up there.
Yeah, we have this very interesting printer that uses invisible ink sometimes. There's a lot of invisible ink in those books. At any rate, the little promotional piece, which will have all of the current game cartridges shown in it, will be included in everything. And I would assume that a lot of those are going to be available for dealer mailings and, invoice inserts. Before we get into TV, which is not my subject, I'm going to sit down. Can I be of any other help or answer any questions?
Yeah, one thing. Is this going to be the new catalog, or is this a plus?
The single sheet.
The single sheet.
Right. One, this is our game plus.
There is a point of it.
Yeah.
Pre-built in games, but this is a handout. Nothing is mentioned about what the pre-built in games are about the copy.
You know, you're exactly correct.
It's a dealer spec, is that what you're talking about?
It's a handout.
Well, it's supposed to be a handout for consumers as well.
You're right.
You're not going to do away with this
sheet,
are you?
No. Well, that would be. No. This was kind of a quick effort to get something out more or less for today and for immediate use. And the other thing it doesn't have in it, and that's a very good point, I guess the reason it doesn't is because you'll notice the four-pager on the inside has all of the pictures of all of the games. Right, we have to go back to that format. This is kind of an interim step, which is announcing the Arcade Plus. So when we go back to the four-pager, it's going to have all the
good point
information about what the games, what the games are, some of the better features. Yes.
You mentioned you're happy to know.
That's the next subject. And TV and what's going to happen with the
consumer advertising. Yes. Bill, I have a question on the box. You say you're going to put the game on a type of people on.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a TV with the game playing on one side?
Like
yeah. Showing people
TV,
playing it.
TV on.
Kind of like that picture?
Yeah.
Not a bad idea. If there's a way we can do it to it,
it makes a nice idea. Yeah, because you're going to change
the right.
Top water bottle.
Yeah, that's a good point. That would show now a picture of
the water. Water
I'll
take your
advice.
Take
that under advisement. Thank you very much. I will pass these lead forms out if anybody wants to look at them. Or nobody really cares.
We have a lot of leads you'll be getting, and we're going to set up a ticker on these and come back on you. We want to know what action you found out from your dealer or from your distributor. Now, since the ads we ran at CES, we've got hundreds of leads, which they're now working on to get out to you with these forms. So we expect you to follow through. Jack Neiman has a question, Bill.
Yeah, but you haven't learned the better of this thing yet, have you, this shooting?
How so?
Well, I've had deja vu. I'm seeing something there that I saw 4 years ago with the accordion cords as far as the hand control.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, we printed like 5,000 of them for
being
handout, maybe for you guys.
All right.
To
use. But
you're
Well,
we have to go back to that four pages of control the screen desires. That's a critical point. One of the nice things about all the new packaging, I don't know if you touched on it very much, Ray mentioned it briefly, but we do have three key elements on the front of the package now that didn't exist before. First of all, we do have an atmosphere picture, something that's supposed to be a bit of excitement. We do have a picture of the actual screen image. So some of the old packages did and some didn't. But so they can actually see what the real screen image looks like so people don't get at home and get upset because they didn't turn on the thought. And we do have some nice cell copy on there explaining the game and telling how many players did. So they can read that without tearing the package open. You know, we're trying to make this a consumer business now. And hopefully that's going to help. Any other questions?
Okay, now on that packaging, we have, you know, each group, we've got a sample box like this back there, which has each program, even the ones that will be out this year. So you pick those up on the way out. There's your Valley King.
I don't know what to say about your
thing. Here's King Arthur's Adventure. Red Baron and the whole work. All right, the next gentleman on the program is Bill Steinberg. Bill is a TV media expert. I've known Bill for years. Bill deals strictly in TV time. He has a company called Tradewell out of New York. He deals with many, many large companies and does a fantastic job placing media, TV advertising, where it counts the most. And he's going to explain his program to you and how it works and some of the programs that he's done for the customers. Bill came to me and asked a question about working with us. We cannot do type of advertising until it does nationwide, again by NFL, football, and all that. But we're going to be able to put TV, not a lot, but some, in areas where, you know, where we have units. Let's see.
Oh, he slips it in gently, doesn't he?
Yeah. That was delightful.
We're keeping you up.
No.
I guess the gentleman would like to have some Ray and Dan are of the same mind. The most viable method of selling product today is to get it on TV. Our company will be
Bill, I can't hear you back. You have to speak up.
Boy, back here.
Our company specializes in TV advertising. It represents about 80 to 85% of the volume of our company. We really have basically the national consumer manufacturer. Our clients are people like Morelco, Maxbox, Home Limit, Dollar Power, Crowdbox, Lotro, Langford, basically consumer manufacturers. The types of programs we run for them are basically all our advertising. And point blank, when sales are brought in, we run the advertising. And that's what I'm doing. and taking that information, in our company, as a one, I mean, the media plan, and what we've got here is miscellaneous information that's designed to back up the media that we're running. More and more of your stores today are asking for stuff that you can learn from all of them. I go back to 10 years ago, the stores, and essentially, I don't know, today, the buyers look at that as a good thing. I'm very aware of how much I remember it was, but I can have a look at the GLP levels and also the role of the student. Their opposition is going to say, so what we have put together here is really just a what the media calls a paper body that simply is laying out the types of files that we just put together in the marketplace as a means of showing A, where our company works, and B, if the buyer is giving us the best to use the information. He really doesn't want to hear you know what's from advertising, he wants to know where it is, what it is, and he wants to know what's going to be successful and what's going to be successful. What we're trying to show you here, in addition to the different markets, is that if you're in a position, and this is part of the agreement that we have, that's the issue, if you're in a position, you're calling on you. The man's asking you whatever type you're prepared to do in the marketplace. Our company has put together the forms of working for this particular marketplace and showing that specifically in the future. And again, not just the reality of the whole world. We're talking about advertising basically in November, December, and Christmas. This particular one has got an intended play on it.
I would say we probably don't make it this way.
It's going to be up to Bill to come with us what he needs for each market, and we're working on that. Now, in defense of Bill, he and I just got together 3 weeks ago on this and decided what we were going to do. So we'll be coming at you with it very shortly. But he was kind enough to fly out here and explain how he was going to do it. Go ahead, Bob.
Would it be access to a 3 second spot where a distributor can offer to a dealer with a dealer tag and go out with them, or do a chef station or a major market?
Well, this thing is like taking the spot and giving it to the dealer to run the sale. Mm-hmm.
Distributor place to our own advertising agencies and to the dealer himself.
But then, Bob, you'll be able to go to your dealer and then tell him, here's what we're going to do for you. And through his, Bill can get actually better time than they can for the amount of money that he spent. But if you're interested in what you're asking, if you can get a TV commercial, which is a 25-second with a 5-second tag, do you want to take out your customers? Yes, we'll work with them.
Could we accumulate our co-op dollars and use it in the market?
Yes, sir.
We can't accumulate all the dollars.
Yes, sir.
That's
right.
That's the way.
Right.
Do you have a storyboard on what the commercial is?
We haven't even started. Here's a storyboard. We'll do a storyboard. It'll be Bill Moles back here.
That's me.
Yeah. We have in our midst a great commercial producer named Tom DeFani. And he will be working with Bill Moles to produce the commercial. He wants to produce it. And Tom's done many, many commercials, so that will be done.
In the relationship to dollars spent, do you feel that television advertising is the best media versus print or versus radio on this type of product category? Well, the paper is pretty visual. My question to you is that where you feel the dollar equivalent spent? In other words, you know, anyone could spend $100,000 on a TV, but with $100,000 of print, you could do a hell of a lot. This is supposed to be, you know, I would assume this is your expertise in this area, since you have another question.
Well, Jack, I'm gonna interject something. I think the reason Bill is working with us and putting together this program is because Ray wanted to make TV
yes.
as part of the program and make it available to us. I don't think there's been any real study or research made as to dollar spent on newspaper as opposed to dollars spent on TV or radio and what the return would be on that. It's more of a...
Why I asked that, Bill, is one of his customers is Magnavox. They produce a game called Odyssey. I would assume at this point you've done some Odyssey commercial advertising for them. In relationship to Odyssey, which is also a program in likeness, I'll word it a little differently, maybe you can give us some insight versus dollars spent on TV versus print advertising with Magnavox.
The creative one with the Magnavox,